Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Landry Locker, Wade Smith, Trap Johnson in. John Lopez out fishing, weather permitting. Kevin Durant out for the remainder of the series for the Golden State Warriors. That was confirmed. They're calling it a minor calf strain. I don't know how minor a calf strain is if you're missing playoff games, but that's just the terminology they use. Rockets a 7.5-point favorite tonight. This is the highest point total that the Warriors have been the underdog in the last half decade.
Listen, you would expect it to be that way because the Warriors don't have the best player in the league on the roster. They're on the road in Houston. Houston is a formidable opponent, and that's the guys in Vegas. They know what they're doing. They know what the line is. The line for a reason. And so the Rockets just have to go out there and play ball and do what they do, man. They don't need to leave all the, you know, the emotions out of it and all that stuff. The emotions needs to be, I'm going to be physical with these guys. We're going to body them up. We're going to play our Rockets brand of ball. ISO James Harden, let him go to work. Let him cook. Barbecue chicken. That's what the
barbecue chicken.
That's what the mantra of the game needs to be, barbecue chicken. Win the game by 10, and then we can see a real bar game in game seven. Because that game is going to be – that's going to be some smoke in the city. But right now, this game right here, it's another one on the docket.
I like what you said as far as Vegas be known.
They be knowing.
They don't build those casinos by losing. No, like, somebody needs to do a 30 for 30 special, and this title be Vegas be known. Because it trips me out how they'll have a 3.5-point spread, and then they'll win by three. And you'd be like,
"Nah." What's crazier is when they have like a 226 over-under and there's about 10 seconds left and it's 225 or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And you're like, what genius do y'all got chained up in the basement that's spewing out all these numbers? Like, they got to have the same computer that they're dealing with over at Jeopardy. Because I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Why does he got to be chained up in the basement?
They got Robert De Niro from Casino. That's the one that's making all that.
They got Rain Man down there.
Yeah, they got somebody down there doing all that. And like I said, Vegas be knowing. And so the Rockets need to just go ahead and do what they do. At the end of the day, go out there and handle your business.
And this is the other thing. This is the other thing that I don't think too many people are talking about with KD. We know KD roasts people better than anybody. He's one of the most underrated defenders in the NBA. He's probably one of the five best. So
nobody's talking about that.
Offensively, if you're talking about the Rockets, you see KD sometimes matched up on Harden. You see him protecting the rim. It's going to be a lot easier for the Rockets to score. It's going to be a lot harder for the Warriors to score. It's going to be a lot easier for the Rockets to score. I fully expect them to win. I think you can make plans for Game 7, 2:30 with the Houston Rockets. You can go ahead and book that. And I also think you can count on Clint Capela. Don't know what to expect from CP3. I think Clint Capela shows up today because they're going to have to play a center more than they have recently.
What'd you say Clint Capela's going to get 16 and 10?
16 and 10.
16 and 10. I'm going to take the under on that.
I think CP3 gives you a better ball game. I think he reminds everybody he's the discount double check guy. He is the guy who's going to show up, and he's going to be our insurance policy for today, because
He's been the Cliff Paul.
Yeah, he's going to be the Chris Paul that we know him to be. I think he's going to have the better game today, man.
Answer me this question. How many points does James Harden need to score tonight in order for the Rockets to win?
100. I mean, I think if he gives him 40.
40?
He's got it because right now, who else is showing you that they can help win this game?
Eric Gordon.
Okay. Eric Gordon will get you 20.
And I think Gerald Green.
Shumpert is the dude that's been hitting shots out of the blue. I don't know where his jumper came from, but he came.
If Gerald Green gives us 12 to 15 tonight,
right?
I think we win the game.
You know how many fingers Gerald Green has on his shooting hand?
Yeah, of course.
Four.
Well, really, he has five and a half because he still has part of the other finger.
That's why I didn't get why he tried to go up one handed for a rebound the other day.
I mean, because he can.
Yeah, well,
he's explosive.
It didn't work out too well.
Yeah, stuff happens. I mean, but he's one of the most explosive guys on the court.
Yeah, I don't know about that strategy, but we'll see what happens. It's going to be fun. 8 o'clock tip downtown. Philadelphia forced a Game 7 yesterday, as did Portland. So we're going to have two Game 7s on Sunday again. If the Rockets do win, they'll have a Game 7. It's kind of interesting, though, because their game will be at 2:30, followed by Philadelphia and Toronto. They're still trying to figure out when they're going to have the game between the Portland Trailblazers and the Denver Nuggets. I got to think that the NBA, if they had it to do over again, I don't think you would want the Rockets-Warriors Game 7 to be at 2:30 in the middle of the day. It's fine with me.
Yeah.
I like it, but I just don't think the NBA would ideally want that to be what they were going with there.
Should Rockets fans feel slightly disrespected by the fact that the game is at 2:30 and not at, like, you know, more of a prime time, you know, 6 o'clock?
You
like
said it is at 2:30, so you're chalking it down too, Wade.
We've been talking about this whole time. Listen, I said that the Rockets are going to win this series in 7 games 2 weeks ago. Whenever the series started a week ago on the Smitty and Trap Show, I said they're going to win it in 7 games. Before Game 5, I said that the Warriors are going to win that game, the Rockets are going to win Game 6, and the Rockets are going to win Game 7. Now, unless the Rockets make me out to be a liar, there's got to be a Game 7. And so that's going to happen, and I think it's kind of weird that they're playing at 2:30, but it is what it is. Just put the ball down, let's play. That's how I look at it. But Rockets fans might feel some type of way that, you know, you got to get out of church early on Sunday to make sure.
It's out of church at 2:30.
No, but
do you know
black
some of the
folks?
Black folks go to church late, man.
But at the same time,
but I can only speak from my
perspective. Learn something new every day, okay?
That's why when I go to church, if I don't make it to 8 o'clock service, I'm not going.
You got to go to early service.
Yeah, because if you go to 10 o'clock service, they can hold you till 4 o'clock if they can feel good and ready. The Spirit has moved me, and I'm going to keep on preaching all day, because the Lord said, sit in thy seat and I will tell you what the message will be today.
Are you a hype man in the chair? Do you cheer on the pastor?
No.
Well, there's a lot.
I sit in the back of the church and get my message and leave.
You sit in the back of the church and feel the whole time like, man, he must be talking to me.
You don't stay for the closing song or anything?
We don't do closing songs like Catholic Church. After they
Catholic?
Say,
why are you assuming I'm Catholic?
Are you Catholic?
No.
What are you?
Baptist.
Okay, listen. End of the day is we don't do after we when the pastor say church is over. Ain't no singing on the way out the door. It's over with.
Prayer and then we out.
We out. We got praise and worship. We got take the tithes and offerings.
Yeah.
You take the announcements of the church announcement for the sick and shut in and what's going on at the church. You get the message, you get the affirmations, and you're done.
This is true, Wade.
This is very true.
Do y'all go to the same church?
No, no. I don't know. Well, what church you go to?
I haven't gone to church.
I go to Word of Restoration over in Rocheron. So,
but that's right around the corner, right? Yeah, right. Yeah. The one that I used to go to.
Oh yeah, Word.
There's some stuff happened and I stopped going.
But I mean,
I don't want to talk bad about the church. Some stuff happened over there, and I was like,
I go for my message. I go for my message.
You got to get in and get out.
Yeah.
All that socializing stuff, sometimes it'll catch up with you.
Did y'all hear what Melt said the other day? There's a couple angles here. So Mike, I guess he has way too many female platonic friends. It's a little bit strange. It's a little bit weird. It gets him in a lot of strange situations.
Right.
One of his platonic female friends had him go to church with her on Easter. And I told him, man, if you ain't dating, first of all, if you ain't dating them,
she trying to introduce you to the family.
You ain't going to church with a girl on a Sunday that you're not dating. I think that's absolutely crazy. Number two, this is what he said to me and John Lopez. And keep in mind, this is an Easter service.
Right.
Because we were kind of making fun of him about it. He goes, I'll let y'all know what the message is on Monday. We know what the Easter message is, man. It's the same every time. What do you mean to let us know?
He said this in advance?
No, he said it like the Friday before he was going. He's like, all right, so I'm going to this Easter service. I'll let y'all know what the message is.
That just means that Mike never goes to church, and he doesn't know anybody.
But you know this, Travis. You don't go to church with someone that you're not dating just for the heck of it with the family.
I mean, no, you can go to church with somebody you're not dating. That could be a first date. It's not a bad first date.
No, what?
That can't be a first date.
Hell no.
It depends on
church for a first date.
It could be.
Anything could be.
Would you advise it? No.
Would you advise
that? Hell no.
To the no. But here's the thing. if I go to church with you, it won't be on Easter Sunday. Because that's the day where all the people who never go to church go to, they go to church. So you're going to be sitting in overflow way at the back. And you're going to have to need binoculars to even see the preacher, depending on what side of the church.
So you're going to go on a date to church, though. I'm going back on this. A first date.
Why not? What's wrong with the
Who do you know? Who do you know that?
Why not? Do you go to the same church that your parents go to? Because if you go to that church in the first date,
but if your parents don't live here, like my parents just moved here.
I'm talking about her parents.
Well, I don't know.
Mike went with some random chick that is his buddy. The parents gonna seem like, oh, you brought this guy to church. He must be somebody important.
Exactly.
They're just friends.
Exactly.
But at the same time, like you, hey,
and if it's your first date,
but just like the pastor always says, make sure you invite somebody new. That's why they always say, for all you first time visitors, please stand up.
That's when you go to church as a group, like a group of friends. But you can't go on that one on one stuff because it means something. It's like you gonna take a random chick home to you for Thanksgiving.
Are you gonna take a random chick home with you for Thanksgiving
and it not be like your main girl, your somebody that you're gonna spend a lot of time with.
If it's a friend of mine, didn't have nowhere to go. Like the movie Son-in-Law.
Trap, come on, man. Who do you know? 713-572-4610. First date to church? First date to church.
Yeah, ended up.
Exactly. It started something.
It's some people that had their first date at church.
Of course, there's somebody.
Do you ever lead the prayer at church, Trap?
No.
Could you lead one right now?
I lead the prayer in my house.
I'm the man of my house. Could you show us how that goes right now? Just give us a little prayer right now?
No, we don't need to pray. I pray every day. I pray before I left the house. I don't need to pray over nothing right now except pray over your soul right now for messing with the Lord. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, hey.
First date at church.
What time the game come on tonight?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Well, I might be late getting to the game because the Astros going to be on at 7 o'clock. So, Astros and Rangers. You know, baseball is more important to me than basketball. So,
Wow.
That was a heck of a game last night.
That's very interesting.
I know we're supposed to talk about that later.
It's funny you say that because there's a guy named Tim Anderson with the Chicago White Sox, and he was talking about baseball. He's the American League Player of the Month. He's a 25-year-old shortstop for the Chicago White Sox. And Trap, you just said baseball is more important than basketball to you right now. Tim Anderson, keep in mind this guy won AL Player of the Month. He's on the Dan Le Batard Show to talk about being one of the best young players in baseball. And this is what Tim Anderson had to say.
On with us, were you aware that there was a no-hitter pitched in baseball last night?
I think I saw it this morning on Twitter. But, I'm not really logged into the baseball world. For real, I try to stay away from it, but, you know, I play the game, and, you know, that's it. I leave it at that.
Wait a minute. The AL Player of the Month is not logged on to baseball news. That's great. What is happening there?
Man, it's a boring sport.
It is.
Great.
It is. Thank you for being fun in a boring sport.
This is the AL Player of the Month, and I'm not saying I don't respect the guy for keeping it real and still balling out. But if I'm an MLB exec, man, you got to do more for our game than that, man.
No, we'll do more for our game. He's doing more for our game being a black player that's playing baseball at a high level. And like you said, he's been AL Player of the Month. I mean, end of the day is, in our community, baseball wasn't the first thing that everybody did. Baseball wasn't the thing that you saw, oh, it's going to get me to the next level. Baseball is almost like golf right now. It's a rich man's sport. I mean, at the end of the day, when we were growing up, anybody played baseball. You get a little stick, you get a ball, you do that. Now, if you're not playing travel baseball, you're not making it.
That seems like any sport, though, now,
but
right?
Yeah, basketball, too.
Basketball,
yeah, because they're trying to weed out the kids from the inner community. That's a whole nother story.
Oh, my gosh.
But that's a whole nother. I mean, when you finance the inner city out of games, what is that doing? Literally, when you financing the inner city out of sports. What's most of these kids' biggest thing? Well, I want to grow up be a basketball player. I want to be a baseball player. Why is golf never took off in the black community?
Because it's boring.
It's a country club sport.
It's boring.
No, it's not that it's boring. Golf is a fun sport. It's a country club sport.
You ain't golfing.
I golf. When my body produces, I'm golfing. But I'm just saying, it's a country club sport.
As with anything, everything is about access.
Yeah,
of course. If you have access to certain particular sports or things that you can do, there's more likelihood that you're going to participate.
No question.
And as with anything, this is America, so they're going to figure out a way to capitalize on whatever is going on. So if they can monetize whatever sport, baseball, club volleyball, AU basketball, whatever it is,
you know what's
they're
going to
monetize,
you know,
and they're going to make money off it.
Hockey.
That's another one.
Hockey's
that's another sport
expensive,
that,
man.
I mean, it's super expensive. And so, that you know, you got to look at it. A lot of times there's inner city schools that don't even have sports because they don't have the money to fund them. You see why, like, why are HISD schools not good in sports anymore? A lot of times they don't have money for
because they're financing those communities out of everything. Where the money for the big schools, where is going? To the more affluent neighborhoods that can afford those things, the tax dollars.
Well, but the tax dollars has to do with property values. Yeah, like I said, that's a whole other thing. You go down the rabbit hole on that one. I don't know how we got here. We're talking about baseball.
I don't know. It's trap, man. We're going somewhere. Tim Anderson
had jokes, though. I thought that was hilarious. Because he was just completely honest about the fact that, like, you know, like, I'm going to be honest. I'm a Rangers fan, so I watch the Rangers. And I like the Astros, so I watch the Astros. And they're the local team. And that's it. I don't watch anybody else because it's hard to just sit down and watch baseball if you don't have, like, a personal rooting interest into the game.
Speaking of the Rangers and the Astros, they played last night. They opened up a series. George Springer, he hit his 13th bomb of the season. He's tied for the league lead in RBIs with 33 coming from the leadoff spot. Weird moment in the game because it rained through the roof. So fans in the stands, they thought they were just going to be comfortable, avoid the rain. It dripped through the roof. But in the bottom of the ninth, or top of the ninth, I should say, with the Astros up 4-2, Roberto Osuna on the mound, and Hunter Pence at the plate, there were two men on, and this happened.
Now facing Hunter Pence, who has been as dangerous as anybody in baseball the last few games. Two-run home run earlier tonight, and he drives one to right field, sending Reddick back. He's at the wall. He jumps. He makes a tremendous catch. He robs a three-run home run. Drew scurries back to third. Reddick, a game saver.
Probably the play of the year in Houston sports, honestly.
I mean, that was something special. Hell of a play. Osuna's been pitching well the entire season, but then he started off with a walk. He ended up with, like, guys on first and third with no outs. Hunter Pence comes up. And
already hit a two-run homer earlier.
The one that he hit early was kind of one of those fluky because it's in Minute Maid and it'll get out in that park only.
Right field. Springer almost came up with that one.
Yeah, he almost got that one. But then this one would have been a 3-1 home run. I would have loved to have seen it being a 5-4 going to the bottom of the ninth because, you know, the Astros tend to come up clutch. So it would have been good to see. But, yeah. Reddick stole that ball like Giselle from Friday, man. Like that's how he took the ball.
The boxes got Craig fired.
Got Craig fired stealing boxes. Yeah, man,
no question.
That was a heck of a catch, man. I think, you know, the sport of baseball, man. You say you won't watch it.
I watched the hell out of Astros.
I watched not just
that's what
the Astros.
I said, Astros and Rangers. I watched them. I just don't watch random baseball.
I watched random baseball. It could be the White Sox.
That's because you're
Phillies.
A Stogie guy, too. It's not even, I feel like baseball
nah,
and Stogie
he grew up playing baseball. He loves baseball.
His first love was baseball. My parents from Central America.
What position were you playing?
I played catcher and first base.
Okay.
And my parents was.
That means he was a two-sandwich kid.
They never imagined. You know, they never imagined football. Like,
two sandwiches
was always,
and two jungle juice.
Two sandwich kids, two Capri Suns, and put that kid at catcher first base.
Hey, but that was my. But I was.
What number did you rock?
A 45, always.
45. Cecil Fielder?
No, 45 because me. That was just the number I picked, you know. I loved that number. Cecil Fielder was one, but, like, as far as my role models from behind the plate.
Pudge Rodriguez.
I love Pudge.
Pudge is my guy.
I think first baseman, I used to be Eddie Murray.
Number 33, Fred McGriff.
Yeah,
number 27,
Crime Dog.
Yeah, the Crime Dog.
With the after he'd swing, he'd, like, put his elbow up.
Yeah, man.
God, 90s baseball was something else.
It was great. You had Tim Salmon over there for the A's.
Number 15.
Angels, excuse me. I was thinking about the Avenue Crips on his head. But, I mean, you talk about the Angels, then you had, I mean, it was the baseball back then. Like, I still go through all my baseball cards, like my 90s baseball cards.
Oh, yeah.
And just, like, Tim Raines. Like, you get
everybody. You have baseball
number 30,
cards.
Number 30.
Oh, I still got baseball cards.
Do you have a Beckett magazine?
Everybody had a Beckett magazine.
Of course. See how much your cards are worth.
Hell yeah.
The internet messed all of that up.
Hell yeah. And they overproduced the baseball cards, man. They overproduced them and just killed them. Pudge Rodriguez used to get kids in trouble in the DFW, Wade. Not in trouble, but, like, everybody was going to the plate and, like, doing the Catholic sign, and you're not even Catholic. Everyone would, like, slam the plate. Remember when Pudge used to go up there and he would just go like that? Yeah. Everyone would do it.
Man, I don't know nothing about that, bro. I remember Pudge doing that, but I don't remember anybody getting in trouble by the Landry. But
you didn't play baseball, though.
I did play it. I tried out for it and did a very, very good job at my tryout, but for some reason I got a phone call that said that you wouldn't quite fit on our team.
Because you was black.
And so I'm not going to say that. I mean, my dad thought that. Race car!
That was what my dad told me.
To see the tape of these tryouts. I'm gonna have to see the tape of these tryouts.
I was a hell of an athlete back then. I was skinny. You know what I mean? I'm hitting home runs. I'm catching everything out in the field. You know, I'm stealing bases. I had a great tryout. I knew I was going to make that team.
Your skin and you know what? Is your sin.
I got that phone call, and I said, well, I'll just never play baseball again. And my dad's probably still mad about that to this day because my dad is a baseball guy. I mean, he was the one that first brought me to Rangers game when I was a kid, and so he loves the sport of baseball. But he was like, you know what? The hell with baseball. You just go ahead and play football. And
I think he made the right choice.
He did. It worked out for me pretty well.
Wade Smith.
You could have been a professional baseball player. You never know.
Yeah, I might have made like $100 million.
Could have.
But I'm cool. I'm good with, you know. What I ended up doing.
You're all right.
My first love is football.
You're doing your thing.
No question.
Wade Smith, Travis Johnson in for John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig, In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. The Texans caught a break yesterday, a surprising break. Looks like one of the teams in the division's defense is going to be a little lighter than expected in 2019. We'll tell you why next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.